You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. National Thrift Shop Day is Sunday. Lisa Hale has the story of one chain that funds its mission through thrifting.
You may know the name Abelite from its 7 thrift stores in Wisconsin, but it's more than that. It's a nonprofit assisting adults with intellectual or developmental disabilities.
So 100% of our profits go back to fund the services that help people with disabilities.
That's Laura Chironzi, district manager of Abelite Thrift Shops in Wisconsin. She explains that over 40% of their employees are adults with disabilities.
And many of them have been with us for over 14 years and have developed within their roles. So have come as a volunteer, went into a sales associate, and then moved on to a keyholder status.
But that's not where the service ends.
We do everything from housing insecurities, dealing with isolation, health and wellness, employment issues. So we have group homes, camps, some independent living services. So quite a few things go beyond our actual thrift shops.
Chironzi said Abelite's mission is not something that's just written on paper. It's something that you can see in the thrift shops and in the community.
Abelite wholeheartedly supports and advocates for all people with developmental disabilities to ensure that they have security, dignity, and hope. And not only is that our overreaching mission, but I really feel like if you walk into a store, and especially our Green Bay store, you see that.
There are 7 Abelite thrift stores in Wisconsin: Appleton, Eau Claire, Horicon, Neenah, Wausau, and Watertown. The Abelite thrift shop in Green Bay will open in its new location at 2269 True Lane in Ashwaubenon in September. For more information on Abelite, you can visit abelite.org. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The governor is now officially asking the federal government for help after last weekend's flooding. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Governor Tony Evers is requesting federal support in response to storm damage in Wisconsin. Evers has submitted a request to the Federal Emergency Management Agency to assist Wisconsin in conducting a formal federal preliminary damage assessment from recent extreme storms and flooding across the state. Wisconsin Emergency Management has reported that the initial state and local damage review suggests Wisconsin will meet the federal threshold to receive aid. In order for federal assistance to be made available, there must be a presidential declaration based on the results of a FEMA damage assessment.
A new website from the Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles can educate you about ongoing scams. The new webpage is a resource to help you recognize scams, learn how to protect yourself, and provide guidance on what to do if you're caught up in a phishing scam attempt. The webpage also posts images of recent scams that have hit Wisconsin. You can visit the new site at wisconsindmv.gov/scams. The city of Wausau is conducting a customer engagement survey, and city residents are invited to participate. They want feedback to enhance the customer experience with city departments and help identifying areas for improvement. Survey results are anonymous and will help guide staff development and strengthen relationships in the community. You can find the survey at wausauwi.gov. The Culpeper and Merriweather Circus is coming to Nacoosa this Saturday. For Nacoosa is sponsoring this big top event that will set up at Riverside Park. On Saturday, August 16th, you'll have 2 showtimes at 2 p.m. and 4:30 p.m. Advance tickets are available at several locations in Nacoosa. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Jordan Love back at camp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers joint practice sessions with the Colts here in Indiana. Quarterback Jordan Love rejoined the team after having surgery on his left hand in Los Angeles Tuesday.
Had a thumb injury, torn ligament in my thumb. We did a surgery to repair it. It's UCL injury. So, yeah, just had a surgery and, on the road to recovery.
Love with a cast that covers his left arm. The Badgers training camp continues in Madison. Have they improved their D-line? Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel.
I feel really good about the front 4 in terms of depth. I think we can really keep them fresh, which is critical. I mean, it's great to be bigger and stronger and longer and all that stuff, but if you're tired up there, you know, fatigue makes cowards of us all, right? So I'm really excited that we're going to be able to keep them fresh there.
Baseball, the Brewers in Cincinnati tonight to take on the Reds at Great American Ballpark. Milwaukee hoping to tie a franchise record of 13 wins in a row. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I want to date you. Those are the words of Travis Kelce, but he wasn't talking to me. He says that is how he courted girlfriend Taylor Swift. Swift and Kelce discussed their courtship and all its simplicity on her recent appearance on the Kelce Brothers New Heights podcast. Sure, Kelce might have sounded like a Neanderthal, but on their first date, Swift asked what it was like for Kelce lining up and seeing his brother on the other side of the ball in the Super Bowl. Both Kelce's played offense. Sinead O'Connor will be the subject of a new biopic, according to Variety. Nothing Compares to You, named after one of O'Connor's biggest hits, will focus on the younger years and career of the singer-songwriter who at times could be controversial. In 1992, O'Connor famously ripped up a picture of the Pope on Saturday Night Live after a performance and said, "Fight the real enemy." O'Connor died in 2023 at the age of 56 of natural causes influenced by obstructive pulmonary disease. How heartbreaking can show business be? Believe it or not, no one knows more than Matt Damon. Despite his crazy success, Damon said in a recent interview that he and acting partner in crime Ben Affleck both were up for roles in Dead Poets Society in the mid-80s. Damon said he and Affleck both got called back for big roles. Not only did neither one of them land a role in the film, Damon said their summer job was at their local cinema, which Dead Poets Society played at all summer. More Matt Damon near-miss news. The Good Will Hunting star says director James Cameron offered him the lead in Avatar and 10% of the profits. Damon said at the time he was shooting The Bourne Ultimatum and knew he would be needed for post-production, so he turned Cameron down, along with probably what amounted to a few hundred million. In a business where getting a break or a little bit of luck is everything, Damon has still managed to eke out a living despite the big whiffs. God does not hate Matt Damon. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be sunny, hot, and muggy today. Our high right around 90 this afternoon. The heat index could be pushing the upper 90s to near 100 later this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, 72. Tomorrow, hot and humid with scattered thunderstorms and a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.